Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm lonely. Your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life, and they live in sacrifice. Lord, I pray. Kneel me your hands. Oh, 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 I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king for your glory. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Peace is who you are. Joy is who you are. Be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Love is who you are. I gotta be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. 'Cause he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell you one more thing? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. 'Cause he's my, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, 'cause he only sees me for who I am. Cause he's mine, and I am his. But it doesn't matter what I did, 'cause he only sees me for who I am. 'Cause he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Cause he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. 'Cause he saw the best, the best, the best, the best. 'Cause he saw the best in me. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you. My inspiring evangelist, Acela Hilton, all the way from Houston, Texas, 17 years old. I'm so excited to have you with us again today, our praise and worship leader. It's all right to shout amen. Amen. And I want to encourage her senior this year. Amen, amen. I'm going to know that, man, amen. We are losing our young people. Our young people is falling prey. And we want to encourage our young people. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And Shayla. Amen. Good evening. Good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen. I am yours truly, Evangelist Baby Alford, along with my husband, Minister Elsie Alford. Amen. 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 Welcome. 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 First time callers, do call again. Amen, amen. We thank all of our folks, all the ones that are calling in. We just love to see the board dash light up here. Amen. We're just so excited. But we know God is, hallelujah, doing great things in this season. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Just Show About Reaching Ministries is reaching out Yes, reaching out to the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, oppressed, depressed, whatever the situation is, we are reaching out, hallelujah, as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is still reaching out today. Amen, amen. He met the woman at the well, but how many know he want to meet you right where you are? He want to meet you right where you are. Praise leader, this song of song said, Jesus saw the best in me. So wherever you are, hallelujah, I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like, I don't care, hallelujah. Look up, hold your head up, because God only see the best. He see the best in you. Hallelujah. And we come to encourage you today. Amen, amen, that he sees the best. Amen, amen. There's something good on the inside. Hallelujah. When we get hold to Jesus, when we give it over to Jesus, amen, amen, taste of Jesus. Let him come into our lives and fill us all with his presence. Oh, my God. It began to be revealed and give us a joy and a joyful spirit that we are going running like the Samaritan woman. We go running to the city saying, come see a man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And right now, we're going to be privileged with Minister LC coming before us with what he has to offer from the Lord. Amen, from the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good evening, fair one. I want to say that it's a pleasure to be among the words. New versions from the third chapter of Proverbs. Read, my son, get not along, but let thy heart keep my commandment for a lot of days and long life, and peace shall thou be added. Let not break and choose. Take you. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on thy faces of thou. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall avert thy prayer. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. God bless the Lord. Read it. Turn it back into the head of our wife. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Dear God, we just thank you. Lord God, we thank you for the reading of your holy and precious scripture, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, God. Oh, God, give us a heart to trust in you. God, give us the grace, oh God, to trust you more, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We love you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, give us that grace, oh, God. Oh, God, that we'll love you, oh, God, above all and anything else in our life, God. Oh, we love God. Hallelujah. We love you because you love us first, God. Oh, teach us how to love, God. Teach us how to love our enemy. Teach us how to love our friends. Teach us how to love God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Don't let it just be rolling off our lips, oh God. Let it be, oh God, rooted in our heart, oh God, that we love the brethren, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Come on, Father, into our hearts, oh God. Give us that love, that agape love, oh God. Oh God, oh God, that'll move, oh God, that'll have action, oh God. When our loved ones, our friends, our community is in trouble, oh God. Oh, God, that's when we demonstrate that love, oh, God. Oh, God, we'll demonstrate that love to our little children, oh, God. We'll demonstrate that love, oh, God, to our seniors, oh, God. We'll demonstrate that love, oh, God, to every man, woman, girl, or boy. Oh, yes, God, love, I love you. I love you, God, say hallelujah, hallelujah. The greatest commandment is to love, oh, my God. Love God with all of your heart, soul, strength. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, teach us, Father. And Jesus said that he have a commandment like unto that, that love your neighbor as you love yourself. My God, my God, my God, help us to love. Oh, God, love covers a multitude of faults, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to know love. Not just say love, but do love. Love is an action word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How can I tell my brother I love you when he's hungry? He wants some food. My God, when he's thirsty, he wants some water. Oh, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. When he's in prison, he wants you to come and visit him. My God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Whatever his situation is, he wants you to communicate that love in the name of Jesus, in the love of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on in the service of Demon God. Give us, oh God, what we need, oh Father God, in this service, oh God. If you be with us, oh God, everything will come out just like you want it to. Everything that will be said, oh, Father God, will be to your glory, God. We want you to get the glory, oh, God. We want you to get the glory, oh, God. Hallelujah. As we encourage, oh, God. Yeah, we want to encourage each one today. We want to, oh, God, edify the body of Christ, oh, God. Oh, my God, we want to offer the gift of salvation, oh, God, to the one, oh, Father God, that don't know you, God. Oh, God, we want you to be glorified. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bless each and every one that has come, oh, God. The table is spread, oh, Father God. Oh, let us eat and be glad in the name of Jesus. Thank Minister Alford, oh, God. Thank you for his health and his strength, oh, God. I thank you, Lord, that you allowed him one more time to come on the corner, oh, Father God. You know what he's going through, oh, God, but you're going through with us. All of us are going through something, oh, God, but come on, Lord, keep on going with us, oh, Father God. If you lead, we'll follow in the name of Jesus. We'll bless you. Get the glory, Lord. Get the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Bless our young children, oh, God. Bless our young children who is, oh, God. Oh, God, and ones, oh, Father God, that we'll be leading on, oh, Father God. We're going on off the scene, oh, God. But you, oh, God, is growing up, oh, God. You are bringing up leaders, oh, Father God, that will be able to lead, oh, God, in a godly way, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shayla, are you still there? I will bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Can I get a witness this evening? I will bless the Lord, all my soul, and that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Amen. Let us bless the Lord this evening. Hallelujah. God bless the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Now I would like to ask if there are any youth on the line as we go into the youth corner. Hallelujah. We are going into the youth corner. Amen, amen, amen. Into the youth corner. Hallelujah. Is there any youth on the line? Hallelujah. Let me know if there's any youth on the line. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a youth on the line. Oh, God, oh, God. Let me have, do I have, can I get a volunteer that some adult that will bless the children before we call the children up with one comment and pray and bless the children?
Praise God. Mr. Alfred, I bless the children.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for these children, God. You said they are heritage. It's for our future, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that the blessings of Abraham is upon these children. And God, we are bringing them before you, oh God, because you said if we put the blessings up, you will bless them, God. So, God, you said suffer little children to come unto you, for such, yes, is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So, God, we bless these children. We bless they going in, they coming out, they up, rising, sitting down. We bless them in their schoolwork, oh God, that they'll be bright, that they will, oh God, receive that heritage from you, that you will enlighten their minds, oh God, that they can think, oh God, solely upon their homework, oh God. Lord, they'll be a blessing to their teachers, oh God. Father God, oh Father, the teachers will be enlightened by these children, oh God, because they are a blessing from you, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God. As they walk, they will think upon the thing, Lord, that they are learning, oh God, and they are singing, oh God. Father God, that they'll think how they prayed. They'll think how they sung. And God, you will enlighten their hearts in the more. Let their hearts shine, oh God. Oh, Father, down within them, oh God. And oh, Father, build them up that they'll have faith. Yes, God, faith to believe you for what they are singing about. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, what they're praying about, what they're looking forward to in the future. They got a future. God, you said you got a plan and a future for us, God, and those children, they are young. So they have a great future ahead of them. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for that future that is bright, that is lovely, oh, God. Oh, Father God, that they'll be found, oh, God, one that will plow through and press through, oh God, for their future. In
Jesus' name, amen. I had that same tail on my heart, but it made mine look ugly.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We're going to be talking about the lost son today. Yeah, the lost son. Amen. I want the children to stay on the line and hear the story about the lost son. Amen, amen. Coming from Luke, the 15th chapter, and we're going to start at the 11th verse. Amen. We want the children to stay on the line. Amen. And hear the story. We thank Minister George, encouraging and blessing the children. What a great blessing. Amen, amen. We're going to talk about the story of the lost son for the children to hear the story. So we're going to go right on into the story, and then we're going to call the children, amen, and let them make their presentation. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus, amen, Jesus, the Pharisees and the ones that was against Jesus, Uh-huh. They were so under the law, and they didn't want, they believed in the Sabbath day that you ain't supposed to do certain things on the Sabbath day. Amen. So they was trying to kill. Anyway, it's about the enemy trying to trick Jesus. That's what it's all about. They was trying to trick Jesus. But Jesus told them, amen, he told them several stories about the things that could happen. And if you don't work on Sundays, and if you lost something, would you go find it? Or if somebody fell in the ditch, would you let them stay in there? Your child stay down? So he went on in this particular one to illustrate this point. And he told them the story of a man had two sons. Uh-huh. The younger son told his father, I want my share of my estate instead of waiting until he died. So his father agreed and divided the wealth between the two sons. Amen, amen. Well, you know, we don't supposed to ask our parents for our inheritance. You know, we're supposed to wait until they die, and then we gain these things. Amen. But no, he wanted it. So a few days later, the younger son packed his belongings, and he took a trip into a distant land. And there he wasted all of his money in wild living. Uh-huh. And by the time all his money had ran out, all his friends and everybody had just left him, and he was broke again. Uh-huh. Yes, and he persuaded a local farmer to hire him to feed the pigs. Now, he was a rich man. His daddy had everything a man could have. But he wanted his inheritance and left home. The boy became so hungry until he wanted to eat with the pigs. But he thought about it. And see, that's what we do when we wander away from Jesus. We wander away from the Lord, and we just say, oh, this is what we can say. Uh-huh. Oh, I remember my Father God has everything. I was told that God has everything, that houses, cattle on 1,000 hills belong to my God. Everything I need is in Jesus, is in God. Uh-huh. So anyway, uh-huh. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hard servants have food enough to spare. He said, and I'm here dying of hunger. He said, I'll go back home to my father and tell my father I have sinned against him and against heaven. And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, but please, take me on as a hard hand. Oh, my God. That's the way he had felt. So he didn't have nowhere else to turn. So he returned home, and his father saw him coming across the field. Oh, and his father just ran and embraced him and kissed him. Well, look, just imagine. Oh, in the pig pen. Don't you think he was stanky and dirty looking and feeding the pig. Oh my goodness. He was just gone down to pretty much an outcast. Nobody wanted, he had no friends. He had nothing. Oh my God. But his son ran. He didn't just say, come on, son. He ran and embraced him, hugged him, and kissed him. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, indeed. Oh, my God. And his father told him to bring a robe, to bring the finest robe. You know, don't just get any robe. Bring the finest robe, uh-huh, and put it on him. And put a ring on his finger. Uh-huh. Put sandals on his feet. Oh, my God. What a father. Huh? My God. Then he told him, say, go kill it. Uh-huh. Say, kill the calf. Uh-huh, and bring being the fattest in the women, and kill the calf we have fat in the pen. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. Amen, amen. Look at the love of God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. Amen, amen. Who would not serve a God like that? We can always come back home. Stay away. We can always come back home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Children, young people, take this in take this in stride today. Take this lesson in stride today. How much God loves us. Uh-huh. Imagine God waiting for you to return. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, picture a father stepping out on the porch to see if it was you coming down the driveway returning home. Just, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. This story teaches us, amen, hallelujah, that God loves us. An unconditional love. He loves us. Huh? Look how quick how he dressed him, how he robed him. He didn't go into, man, yeah, you should have went in, yeah, you done squandered all your living, now you ain't got nothing, now you come back on here, and now I won't. He didn't put him down. God did not put us down. Oh, but he elevates us. He lifts us up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we want, amen, we want to be grateful to God. Teaching our children to be grateful, be repentant. Don't be so high-minded till you, well, some were hungry, some were needing food and clothes, but too hard-hearted to humble ourselves and say, forgive me. Huh? We don't want to be hard-hearted. Yes. We want to be careful how we live, how we act. Amen. We want God to bless us. So if our children are all listening today, amen, amen. If you feel like you're not giving God what God expects of you, and you feel like He doesn't love you, just come back to Him and say, Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. Forgive me. And He's just there with open arms. He's just willing. He just wants you to know that He loves you. We should always remember that we are loved by God. Read 1 John 4:9-10. Oh, God loves us. Yes. When we feel like we are all alone, we need to be careful not to waste our resources. He has given us, of course. We should never give up on ourselves or others, because God never gives up on us. Father, we thank You for the word that the children have heard, and we pray that they have received it, that it resonates in their little spiritual hearts and souls and minds. Oh, God, that they always know that they can always come to You. In Jesus' name, we thank You. Amen and amen. It's all right to say amen. 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 Now, who do we have on the line? Amen. You may come forth at this time and announce yourself. Amen. Let me make sure the whole cone is open, so everyone can come forth. Young people, who are the young people that we use on the line at this time?
The London Brothers.
Amen, amen, amen. Do we have another? Amen.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Have another? Okay, I thought I heard another. Okay, so we're going to have you to come first and identify yourself and make your presentation. God bless.
We are from the Shining Stars of Love. Bree Nara and Bree Carroll from the Shining Stars of Love from McComb, Mississippi. And we will be singing Real today. Hello?
Yeah, come on,
Hello?
Come on, baby. Yes, come forward, darling.
Okay. Okay. Real, Jesus real for me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory. So many people down here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me victory. So many people down here. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. I would not be a sinner to tell you the reason why. If the Lord should call me, I won't be ready to die. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
In this house, it is waiting just for you. Then I be missed in life. I want my blessing too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith through everything. Don't give up yet, hold on, you can be near. There's peace in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my peace too. There's peace in this house. And it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my peace too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive. Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be next. There's joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my joy too. There's joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my joy too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive. Don't give up yet. then I be next in line. I want my love to, there's love in his mouth, and it's waiting just for you. Then I be next in line. I want my love to, you gotta trust and believe, have faith, you ain't received. Don't give up yet, hold on, you can be next. There's victory in his house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I be next in line. I want my victory too. There's victory in his house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I be next in line. So I want my victory too. You gotta trust and believe, have faith, you'll receive.
Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be next.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank beautiful. You. Thank you. The shining stars of Macomb, Mississippi. Thank you. My God. My God. Whatever it is, what is going through, just continue, continue. Hallelujah. Go through it, blessing others, and you may be what? Nathan Lyon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we all want our blessings. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now who do we have next?
The London Brothers.
Come forth. Come forth, the London Brothers. By way of, are you coming to introduce yourself?
Ma'am?
Come and introduce yourself.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Keshad London, and I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I'm coming from Arlington, Texas, and I will be doing a prayer for you guys today. In these days, we look back upon generations of the mercy of God, brilliantly lit in those who came before us. I like to think of the mercy that will stretch beyond us. We have laid so many to rest this year, that our grief is ever present with us, but so likewise and are our loved ones, the paths that they walked, the prayers that they prayed for us. We also will live on earth only in memory, carried in the hearts of those who loved us, and remembering our death, may we move through the each day with tenderness and gentleness, with love strong enough to stretch that thin vine between heaven and earth into transparency. May we light the candles that will brighten the lives of those who will come after us, and may we also recognize the truth that God is, the goodness of God is matched only by its might, ever transcending both life and death. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Good to be
here. All right. My name is Kenai London. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I'm coming from Arlington, Texas, and I will be doing a prayer for you guys today.
Father, we ask that you hold in your comforting arms the families of the 6 children who died in the tragic school bus crash. May they find solace and healing in your presence. Dear God, watch over them. Keep them safe. Lord, we are sorry, so sorry for what some of us did to your children, threatened them so, treated them so cruelly, especially in their hour of need. We have left them with a lifelong suffering. This was not your plan for them or us. Please help us to help them. Guide us, Lord. Amen.
Amen. My brother, thank you. Amen. Who do we have next? Do we have another youth on the line? Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you. We thank you. Amen. Now we'll move right on into the adult. You may come forward and identify yourself and make your presentation.
Sister Vivian.
Amen.
Sister Regina.
Brother Wayne.
Amen. Amen. Minister Vivian, Minister Regina. And who was the third person?
Mother Wynn, I think.
Okay, Mother Wynn. Come in that order.
Praise God. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended in the presence of the King. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts amended presence of our King. Amen.
Amen. God bless, God bless.
Good evening. And everyone. And I thank the Lord for this day. I thank the Lord for keeping us all and being able to get back online again tonight. And I just thank him for his grace, for his mercy. I thank him for his love. And I thank him for traveling grace and mercy for today. And I just thank him and love him and give him all the glory, honor, and the praise. And I want to read this three scriptures. It's coming from Matthew 11. Starting at the 28th verse, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light." And this, I'm going to do the prayer, the summer prayer. Thank you, God, for the pleasant of summer, the bright sunny days and the perfect moonlight evenings, the smell of mowed grass and the air thick with rain. Thank you for the day at the lake and evening chasing for fireflies, for summer peace, taste and summer grace, for all your beauty, power, faithfulness, and this played in this summer. Amen. And I thank the Lord. We's in the drought, but I tell him, I said, I don't complain because at least I don't have to be out there cutting grass. So I thank him for that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother.
Amen. God bless you, my sister, Sadie. Thank you for blessing and working with the children. They are so great, so great. I just adore them. Oh, God, you're bringing them up in fear and admonition of God. And I'm not going to start talking, but I'm just going to read a scripture coming from Psalms 8:31. And it said, rejoice in the habitation part of it, of his earth. And my delights were with the Son of Man. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Yeah, children, y'all keep God's ways and you are blessed. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Amen. Don't refuse the instruction that's been given to you. This is means this is giving you life with God. And the 34th verse said, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door. For whose findeth me, findeth life. Amen. When we find the Lord, we find life. And shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Amen. Y'all, just going forth so beautifully, talking about God's love. When we love God, amen, we have life. But all that hate him have death. Amen. So always listen, amen, and to the word of God, and you will have life. God bless you.
Amen, amen, Mother. God bless you, bless you, bless you. Oh, man, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What do we have next?
Minister Richardson.
V-Squad.
The V-Squad. Oh, Lord, Minister Richardson, let the V-Squad come first. Amen. Yeah. And let the come on in, V-Squad.
Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, so lovely. By the joy he brings, want to listen to the angels say, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Welcome to King, you herald. By the angels, born in a lonely manger, the Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. There were three wise men before, and they were guided by a shining star. To see King Jesus where he lay in a manger, filled with Jesus, oh, what a wonderful time. Jesus, glory to the
Lord,
King. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Is that all we get from them? Is that it? Or is there anyone else? Huh? Hello?
Hello?
All right, then. Amen, amen. Now, Minister Richardson, you may come forth.
Amen. I will be reading Psalms 120, and it read as follows. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Verse 2. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongue. Verse 3 reads, What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Verse 4, sharp arrow of the mighty, with poles of juniper. Verse 5, woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. Verse 6, read, my soul had long dwelt with him that hated me. Verse 7, read, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Glory has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this night, Lord God, that you have set aside for us to come together once again, Lord God. Ask you to bless each and everyone that's on this line. Bless their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for Minister Zeta. I thank you for her and her husband, Mr. LC. I ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Vivian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them all covered with your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit. Father God, watch over my pastor. Keep them covered with your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, bless you. God bless you all. Amen, amen. God bless you each and every one that has come. Now, do we have another? We don't want to overlook anyone. We don't want to overlook anyone. Do we have another that would like to come forward? And if you are on mute and you would like to make a presentation, press 1, and I'll open up the column for you. Amen, amen. Amen. So this is going to bring our meeting to a conclusion, and we just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, and we bless him for each and everyone that has come today, and ask that the Lord continue to bless you real good. For our sick and shut-in, that you to support the line and all the sick and shut-in everywhere. Amen. We just ask God to continue to let his healing flood over them. Amen. Amen. To the bereaved. Amen. We pray that God support. Amen. Amen. One of my darling mothers of the church who called me daughter when I first joined the church, and I just talked to her a few nights ago, and they buried her today, and I tell you, my heart has been kind of sad because, like I said, she was a mother, and she showed love. You know, she was an action lover. Amen, amen. I wish I could have showed as much love to her as she did to me. Hallelujah. And I pray for that family and all of the bereaved families everywhere, all of our children. We just pray God continue blessing over our children, and keep their minds and keep them on the right road, that they won't be led astray by the. Amen. And like I always say, every Sunday at 7 o'clock, Minister Vivian be on at the same number. Every Friday night at 8 o'clock, Minister Janice be on at the same number. And we'll look for you back next Saturday, same time. We love you. And at this time, you may fellowship and say good night.
Amen. Love y'all. Be blessed.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love y'all.
Good night. Love everyone. God be with you. May God be with you. May God be with you until we meet again. Oh, God, God be with you. Hey, God, I'll be with you. Hey, may God love you with you until we meet again.